106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip. We are at Buchanan High School this morning to talk Bucks athletics. Our road trip is brought to you in part by Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe, Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe, Coach's Grill in Stevensville, Zixit Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, and Victoria Everhart and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Again, at Buchanan High School this morning, we're going to start things off as we talk Bucks wrestling with head coach Andy Riggs and some of the wrestlers here. And Coach, thanks for coming in, and you guys, thanks for getting up early and coming in. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. The start to the season for you guys, I mean, Buchanan's got a nice tradition wrestling-wise here. Nice start to the season for you guys?
Yeah, you know, not too terribly bad. We're about halfway through right now. I think we're running at
10-6.
Okay.
We're just now getting into conference action last night. Wrestled Benton Harbor and RV last night. And just having at it.
Mm-hmm. A veteran team? Do you have a lot of young players or young wrestlers this year?
We're two seniors, two juniors. Out of 17.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're young.
Yeah.
And we've got quite a few in the eighth grade. So we're gonna be young for at least, obviously, another year or two. And then, you know, it'll start to shift into a senior-dominated team here eventually. But, yeah. But a lot of the guys that are young have been wrestling for a long time with the My Way program that started just a few years ago. And doing off-season stuff through the MHSA and whatnot. So we're young, but we at least have some wrestling experience, so that's always helpful.
I think a lot of people don't realize when they talk about basketball players playing a lot of off-season basketball and same with volleyball, they don't realize there's a lot of off-season wrestling as well. You mentioned the My Way program in that. There's an awful lot of wrestling to be done during the off-season, isn't there?
Oh, for sure. There's My Way. There's another program that was set up by a coach in Lakewood. It's called WAM. There's freestyle. There's all kinds of stuff. And then over the summer, I try to do one day a week where the guys come in and we just kind of roll around. And I try to teach some moves that I can't get to during the year because we are so young.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a more advanced session. But these guys have put in time and we're coming in every morning. The football coach opens the weight room up to all athletes, so a lot of my guys go in the morning and work out. So, you know, we're trying to change even the culture a little more of it's almost a year-round sport instead mm-hmm. of just November to March.
And you mentioned the guys going into the weight room in the morning. That's one thing I noticed whenever we've been here for the road trip at Buchanan. Well, we get here shortly after 6 o'clock to start setting up, and there's a handful of guys in the weight room already working out early in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I think they go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6:30 to 7. And like I say, I got 17 guys, and I think on average 12 to 15 are mine are there. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Wow.
So that's, I mean, that's awesome for me.
And yeah.
If I can help Coach Fry with his program a little bit too, I mean, why not work together?
Exactly. Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
So I've got, to my right, I've got Stone Fox, Drew Ruth, and Hunter Weinberg. And then to your left is Corey Burgett and Alex Weinberg.
So the Weinbergs, Alex and Hunter. Who can take who if you go one-on-one?
Well, it'd probably be me. I'm more experienced and probably stronger, so.
Well, he likes to think so, but we're not sure. we're not sure.
Yeah. To be determined.
Yeah. All you got to do is come to a practice. I'm sure we can figure it out real easily. That's the great thing about wrestling. If there's any quarrels, you just take it out on the mat. And
that's right.
There's a winner, there's a loser. There's no in between.
Let's go around and just ask you guys, how long have you been wrestling? When did you first get started?
I first got started when I was probably about 6. Here at Buchanan, the old wrestling coach, Frank Mucha, he started programs, and I came in and started wrestling there, and then I moved into My Way, then into middle school, and now I'm here. So about maybe 7 years.
Okay.
I've been wrestling for about 3 years of varsity. My uncle was Frank Mucha, So I wrestled when I was young, but then I stopped for a while. So I came back my freshman year on accident. I actually came in when it was picture day, and that's when I joined.
So your uncle actually let you stop for a while?
Yeah, I don't know why I stopped. I guess it wasn't really my thing back then. But then I joined in wrestling when I was freshman, and I really liked it from there.
Stone?
I've been wrestling since sixth grade every year. I joined because my brother did, and I like beating him up, and he started beating me up, so I had to get an edge somehow.
So there's another one we can get on the in the practice ad, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can see a growing theme here at the next practice. For you guys, how long have you been wrestling?
I've been wrestling since I've been four, so 11 years.
Wow.
And I really like the sport. It's fun. Everyone that wrestles usually is real nice, and you can go talk to everybody just like they're known them your whole life.
That's awesome.
I think me and my brother, we've been wrestling about the same time. So we're 2 years apart, so I think I started when I was four. Then I got into My Way, and then I got into middle school, and now I'm a freshman. So I think about 7 years, six, 7 years.
Okay. As far as the roster goes, weight classes, where are some of the strengths on the team? Are you at the lower weight levels?
Yeah, we're pretty good from 12 to 60.
Okay.
Now we've got some young kids that are in there that are filling a spot right now that will only get better as time goes on. But you know, the biggest thing about this sport is obviously you got to have good wrestlers and whatnot, but half the battle is filling the lineup.
Yeah.
And as of right now, we're really only giving up one spot. So, you know, that can help us win a lot of meets and make up for some of maybe the inexperience we have at some of our weights. But, you know, the guys know that what I'm showing in practice is not something just to try and get them to lose weight or whatever. There's a reason behind it, and if you stick with it, success will happen. It may not happen right away, but it's going to happen eventually. You just got to stay with it. And the thing our assistant coach really likes to preach on is they have to make each other better.
Right.
I mean, I can only do so much. I can make them run. I can beat them into the ground.
Yeah.
But if when I'm telling them to go live, if they're not wrestling real hard, they're not making anybody else better. So it, obviously I lead the team, but it falls on them of how successful this team wants to be. And, you know, with the group of kids we have, and we've said it, it's been a long time that we have guys that will just go after each other and just go hard for an hour and a half straight. So it makes it nice that we know we got kids that are going to work hard like that, and it'll pay off for us in the end. So,
when it comes to the roster for you guys, if you just throw weight, if all things were equal as far as weight is concerned, who on your team would you not want to wrestle just because he's a beast? Is there one guy that stands out? It's like, I am glad I don't have to go one-on-one.
Yeah. And I see him every day. It's a reflection. It's weird. I would not want to take that guy on. I see in the mirror every day. Oh, sorry. I get confused easily.
Who's the beast on the team?
Who's the beast on the team? Well, I'm sure they all have. Honestly, if you're a wrestler, you think you are. Every wrestler thinks. Mm-hmm. Every wrestler has to think, I'm the guy to beat. Not the other way around. I have to beat you. It's you've got to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my mind, that's got to be your mindset. And every single one of them, I would guarantee, whether they're joking or not, would say, I am. That's just how it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, that's one of the reasons we think with that attitude and wanting to be the best in the room, it makes everybody around them better.
Other sports that you guys participate in, other than wrestling, do you have other sports or clubs or activities you're involved with here at Buchanan?
I play football.
Okay.
But I've played it for 12 years.
Have you?
So, kind of goes hand in hand with wrestling as far as getting your stance and working on your feet.
So you've seen both sports help you out with the other?
Yes.
Okay. Rest of you guys, any other sports?
I've been playing football, too, and I done track. So, yeah, that's all I've been doing.
So the track probably helps you conditioning-wise?
Yeah, a little bit. Sports.
All right. Yeah. What do you run in track?
I do distance, like a mile and some races like that.
All right. You ever going to try the hurdles?
I do the hurdles.
Do
I
you?
Actually forgot about that. Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
300 hurdles I do.
Awesome. Okay.
I play soccer, so it helps me out in wrestling with my endurance and stamina, and because in wrestling you go full 6 minutes and how long you can last.
Yeah.
And so if you can last longer than the other person, it's good for you.
You guys?
I play football. I also throw shot put and discus and track. So.
They're not going to get you run the mile or the 2 mile?
No.
He's more of a sprinter.
Yeah.
A sprinter. He's got a sprinter's body.
Get the 100-yard dash and you're good.
Yeah, that's right.
If they can cut it to 50, even better, right?
Yeah.
Any other sports?
I just wrestle.
Just wrestle. Is there a sport you can't see yourselves playing? One sport you think, ooh, no, I am not good at that.
Soccer and basketball.
That was quick, too.
We kind of know our roles around here.
Same with Stone over here, soccer and basketball.
Soccer and basketball.
Probably like tennis and basketball.
Soccer, tennis, and basketball.
Okay.
Soccer, tennis, basketball. Cheer.
I tell you, cheer takes a certain
ball.
Yeah, baseball.
Boy, you got a long list of them. It's probably just better if you ask what he does. You don't have that kind of airtime.
Who do you see as some of the top competition in the conference?
I would say probably we're looking at Brandywine's going to always be tough. They always field a team, and I mean, let's be fair. Buchanan, Brandywine, it's always a tough match, whether we're up, they're down, we're down, whatever. It's always a tough one. Comstock has won it the last couple years. I'm not 100% sure what kind of lineup they have. So, you know, we take it one match at a time, and we take it one meet at a time, you know. And for us, everything works towards February. You know, we'd love to win the conference. That's one of our goals. Another one of our goals is to win the district, and then as we keep to build the program and put in the time, districts, regionals, and then, you know, get to the state meet, place at the state meet, and, you know, see what we can do from there. But conference and districts are our two goals this year, and continue to move as we go from there.
I was asking Tony on the way here, you guys watch much NFL? If you do, who's your pick to win the Super Bowl? Of the four teams that are left?
Well, the team I did pick are not in anymore, so I really don't watch NFL.
So your pick is as good as mine then, too, because mine's not there anymore either.
You know, my pick, it's not in there anymore, but if I had to choose, hopefully, you know, Baltimore might win. But, you know, you never know.
Okay. Any other guesses?
I would want to say Green Bay, but I don't know their chances right now, so I really don't want to say anything.
Yeah, I don't really watch NFL that much, so, yeah, I don't keep up with it.
All right, who's next on the schedule for you guys?
We're at Hopkins this Saturday for a round-robin tournament, and then we're at Berrien Springs next Wednesday for Berrien Springs and Lawrence.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, congratulations on the season so far. You guys, we really appreciate you getting up early and coming on, and congratulations on everything, and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
All right, good to see you, Coach.
Thanks
so much.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. We are at Buchanan High School. The road trip is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. It's the road trip from Buchanan High School on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you're looking for a place with amazing food for takeout, look no further than Coach's Grill in Stevensville. Now at Coach's in Stevensville, you can enjoy their amazing food on the sideline, as in sideline pickup service. You can now call in your order or order online. Enter your vehicle info, pull into the sideline pickup car. There yet? Coach's Grill in Stevensville, where the legends hang out.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Michigan. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their practice. It includes learning to listen, following a good role model. And it's about respect and each other. The result? It gives us hope for the future. School sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administration.
Midwest Family is happy to report area closings, cancellations, or delays for your organization or business for free. Administrators and managers, sign up to post your closings ahead of inclement weather days by going to MidwestFamily.com/closings. After your account is confirmed, you'll be able to post your closing anytime, available 24/7 on Town Crier Wire, MoodyOnTheMarket.com, and this station's website or mobile app. Midwest Family.
The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Six Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, inviting you to explore meaty ideas. We are at Buchanan High School for the road trip. Trying time for us to turn our attention to girls basketball. Coach, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad.
Good to see you, as always.
It's good to see you, too.
You were commenting about Tony's hat. Did you say you don't see too many Lions fans down in this area?
I grew up in Bend, Michigan, so the Chicago Bears, Notre Dame, Chicago Bulls affiliations are kind of new to me, so I'm an East Side guy. So, but I appreciate to see a Lion fan when I see one. It's a tough job to be one.
Yeah, these days I think it is. But so us Bears fans or Cubs fans or Notre Dame fans haven't won you over yet, huh?
Not yet, but I've got a daughter that was born in this area, so we'll see what she turns out to be.
All right, so for girls basketball, you guys are off to a really nice start.
Yeah. We put together seven good games so far, and, I've been proud of the efforts of the girls, and, we got a big game tonight, and we're hoping to see test ourselves again and see where we're at.
I know the only blemish was the game against the Niles, and that's a good ball. She's got some really nice athletes, doesn't she?
Yeah, we've played them before. They beat us pretty handily last year, so it was good to see how far we've come. A little more experience than us, and we hope to be able to look forward to playing them again in a district, hopefully district championship later on this year.
You mentioned experience. Is it a pretty young team for you this year?
Yeah. In our top eight or nine rotation, we run six sophomore and freshmen. We have one senior, Emma Lozmak, who's here, one junior starter, and then we have a lot of youth. So it's a really good group to be around, a little fun, a lot of potential, and we're just trying to work to get there.
You mentioned the Emma. Who else did you bring here with you this morning?
I have my point guard over here, sophomore Haley Janotsky, shooting guard over there with Emma Lozmak, and forward over there with Claire Shelton.
Ladies, thanks for getting up early and in coming in. Is it strange to be in school this early?
Not for me. I'm usually here by now.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Usually I wake up not even by now, so yeah, this is really early for me.
I take college classes, so I'm never up this early.
All right, so you guys had extra credit points. What have been some of the keys to the start of the season, do you think?
I think the real key to start the season was probably about, 2 years ago when we started, working with our younger group and, starting to mingle them in with our, like Emma and those guys. Last summer, we had a really good summer. We played down in Indiana in a league, played in some tournaments, you know, got to experience some winning that we may not have experienced last year as a varsity team. And I think we just gelled from right from there. You know, the team gets along well, and we work pretty hard, and it's been a lot of fun to be around.
Ladies, for you guys, what do you think have been some of the keys?
The difference between this year and, like, previous years is the attitude and the mentality. Like, everyone comes to work, and there's no outside drama brought into practice. When we're at practice, we're there to focus on basketball, and you can really tell in our games because I feel like we're pretty focused almost all the time.
I would agree the commitment this year is a lot better, and even the team chemistry. Yeah, we have a young team, but we continue to bond and work together.
I think that working this summer with each other, like all summer, has been really helpful because we know how to play with each other and we know like each other's style of play.
Is it a busy summer for you guys? Do you get much time off, or is it a lot of time to get dedicated to basketball?
I play travel softball, so it's a lot of softball and basketball, especially last summer, yeah.
Okay.
I know. I also play volleyball, and so does Haley, so a lot of our time is spent during volleyball and basketball, so it's a lot.
So is there a recurring theme on the team, a lot of multi-sport athletes?
Yeah, I think everybody that we have on our team is a multi-sport athlete, and I think that's a big benefit to our program is that I'm a big believer that it makes them more well-rounded athletes. You know, they're not, you know, sitting on the sideline just playing one sport, and I think you can see that, you know, paying off with our, you know, overall athleticism and team speed. We've got some track, volleyball, softball, tennis athletes, and I think overall that's making us a deeper, more athletic team, you know, over previous years.
Usually I'll ask a coach this, but I'll ask you guys. You're off to a really nice start. Just the one loss, are you playing as well as you thought you would? Are things going better than maybe you thought they would, or about where you thought they might be at the beginning of the season?
I had high hopes this year, at least from last year. Between the summer, we had a lot of commitment, and that looked it was looking good towards the beginning of the year. And we started off strong, so we continue to keep that streak. Mm-hmm.
I think it's going about how I thought it would be going. I feel like we knew that we always had a chance to be undefeated, like, on Christmas. That was our first goal of the season, so I think that we accomplished that, and we're just going to keep going.
Yeah, I agree with Claire. I thought we would be about here at this point in the season, and we have a couple more tough teams coming up, so we'll just see how it goes. But I think that we're doing very well.
Now, of course, and I think you guys take the same approach, but a coach will always say one game at a time. But how much have you been looking forward to tonight's matchup with Brandywine? Not looking for any bulletin board material, but every team's got a rival. How much have you guys been looking forward to this game?
I've been looking forward to it ever since last year. I got to experience the pressure and the press that they do, and I'm ready to beat it.
I've been looking forward to this game, I think, ever since summer, like when I saw what we could do. I mean, I knew it would be a good game if we continued to work, and I still think it'll be a really good game either way.
I've been looking forward to it all season because I know that, especially our big post player, Faith Carson, that she just has a size advantage on every team we play normally, and I think it's just exciting because we've never really had anything like that.
And it's home, right, tonight? Yeah. So the Herd's going to be here, right?
Yeah. It's going to be a Herd. Going to be a Herd night, going to be a blackout. I know Coach Hood will appreciate that. But, yeah, playing Brandywine is always fun for me just to see where we're at. You know, they're the program, I think, in the area. They're the standard, and it's nice to test ourselves against it and see what we got to work on and improve. And, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Who have been some of the other top players for you so far this year?
As Claire mentioned, Faith Carson's a freshman, stands about 6'2", 6'3". And she's been a big contributor, you know, coming in as a freshman. The girls worked really well playing with her. You know, she takes pressure off our shooters because, you know, you got to deal with Faith or you got to let the shooters shoot. Claire Leitz has come back and had a really good sophomore season. I think she's second on our team in scoring. She brings a lot of energy. You know, then, you know, we got really good role players. Like we got a freshman, Jillian McKean, that brings us some defensive punch. Leah Fisher's another good outside shooter. So, you know, the one thing that we have, and I keep telling the girls, I feel like we have a lot of depth where we've had really good teams before, but not the depth. And so if somebody's off a little bit, we have somebody else that's willing to pick up the slack, and it's been good so far.
You mentioned who, Claire, you said 6'2", 6'3". That's one thing you can't coach. I mean, it's nice to have that automatically coming in.
No, yeah, she's, you know, you kind of see her at Junior Bucks walking around, and she's really worked on her game, her footwork. You know, I see her at the fitness center, you know, in the weight room. And you're right, you can't coach 6'2", 6'3". And so, you know, and it's nice when they can play a little basketball. So we're lucky there.
When you go to away games, what's the bus trip like, especially going to the game? Is it a very quiet, focused bus, or is it you guys are, you know, got something playing through the speaker and everyone's singing to whatever? Is it what's the bus trip like going to an away game?
I think it just depends. We've had some games where everyone's got their headphones in and they're quiet, and we've had some games where we're talking and having fun.
I agree. Like, especially towards Comstock, like the long trips, we start off having fun, and then towards the end, we focus, have our headphones in, maybe look at our playbook, and get ready for the game.
I would say, as a coach, that's the nice thing about having earbuds is that as I get older, my music appreciation is not the same as theirs, so they're able to listen to what they want as loud as they want, and I can ride in peace.
Yeah, I agree with everyone else. I think it depends on the type of person, because some people just like to zone in the entire time. Some people like to kind of take like their mind off the game so they're not as stressed out like going into it.
So do you guys know what Coach's musical taste is? I mean, if he was going to put together a warm-up mixtape, what's going to be on there? Do you know?
Maybe some country music. I don't know.
I'm a child of the 90s, so there'd be some AC/DC,
yeah.
Maybe some Metallica, maybe some old school rap, but nothing I can get these guys to appreciate, so you won't be hearing it today.
Who's the one team or the one player on the team that's kind of like, and I mean this in a good way, is kind of like the joker of the team? Somebody who's going to really kind of like lighten the mood when it needs to be lightened up.
Definitely Faith Carson. Yeah. I just love Faith.
Is there a drill the coach puts you through in practice? They're like, oh, my gosh. I hate this drill. I mean, any drill makes you a better basketball player. Is there one, if he names it, go, please don't say this, please don't say this, and he has you do it?
Get on the line.
Somebody messed up if you guys got to get to the line, right?
Well, we're trying to just keep our conditioning in shape, so it's a thing we hear not every day, but I'd say 75% of the time. We all know it's coming at the end of practice, but we don't like to hear it.
I'll usually ask a coach this question, but I'll ask you guys this, and maybe we'll let Coach follow up. You got quite a few games in already. Where do you still think the team needs to work on? What do you need to improve on as the season goes on? Anything that jumps out at you, or something the coach focuses on in practice?
I'll answer first, I guess, and see what they can go with. I think we're still working on our communication, you know, trying to make sure we communicate on the court, you know, and I think just the experience, you know, I think over at Niles a little bit, we kind of showed our youth and the moment got a little big for us. And I think we're, you know, timid and just trusting ourselves and trusting our teammates that, you know, the girls know they're good and they can make plays. And, you know, I think that's the one thing we're kind of focusing on as we go forward, is just trying to keep working on, you know, our defensive communication, and then just believing that we're as good as we think we can be, you know. That's a big part of it.
I would agree. Confidence is a big thing. I mean, we all have confidence in our teammates, but it's if the individual has confidence in their self. And that always can grow. And then also keeping the defensive pressure the whole game. It messes some teams up, and we would like to continue doing that.
Any other sports you guys play other than basketball here at Buchanan?
I play volleyball and tennis.
You have a favorite?
No, it really just depends what season I'm in.
All right.
I play softball.
Favorite?
No.
No? Depends on what season it is.
Yeah, I mean, I've played softball for a really long time. I like it a lot, but it's kind of nice to play a sport that I don't play all the time. So, like, I like them both in their own ways.
Okay.
I play volleyball and soccer. My favorite is basketball.
Okay. All right. Well, again, you've got Brandywine here at home tonight.
Yep.
What, 7:30?
About 7, depends on how many timeouts our JV coach uses. You know. We're hoping closer to 7.
Yeah. What are the keys to the game, do you think?
With every Brandywine game, it's going to be us handling their pressure, hopefully not letting them dictate what we do. Hopefully we can do a little pushback. You know, of course, we want to stay out of foul trouble, and we have to hit some shots. You know, they're going to make runs, and hopefully we'll be able to answer those runs. And I feel pretty confident the group will sit out there and You know, like I told the girls, it's a learning experience. The good thing is we get to play them again later in the year. So we're just taking it one game at a time and see where we'll, what the end score will be.
If you want to see a great matchup here at Buchanan tonight, it's Buchanan hosting Brandywine right around 7 o'clock. Thanks for getting up early and coming in. Congratulations on the season, and good luck the rest of the way. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
good
you.
To see you, Gabe.
All right. Take care.
The road trip here on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Coach's Grill on Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, inviting you to stop in for great food after your next big game. The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Nutritional deficiency is hard to avoid with our busy lifestyles and the ever-tempting convenience of fast food. If your lifestyle and work conditions prevent you from having a nutritious diet, I can help you, and I can offer you help with your total body wellness. At Helen's Health Hut, you'll discover alternative approaches and essential steps that can help you build.
You want the best for yourself, and Kimberly at Helen's Health Hut does too. Come visit her at the corner of Pleasant and Main Streets in downtown St. Joe.
You've made the decision to sell your home. Now what?
Hi, this is Tina and Victoria with Realty Executives Pro Brokers.
We know this is a big decision. Let us put our years of knowledge, experience, and honesty to work for you.
We will help you prepare your home to compete, determine its value, and consult with you through the entire process from list to sold.
We're your neighborhood real estate team.
Call Victoria Eberhard.
There's no safe way to know how thick ice is until it breaks. Be safe. Avoid the ice on Lake Michigan. For more information, enjoy Michigan. This message courtesy of Midwest Family Broadcasting.
It's that time of year when weather conditions can cause closings and cancellations, and when it does, WSJM Sports will keep you updated thanks to your complete collision center. Remember, it's your right to choose. Gets nasty, get your closings and cancellations on air at 106.1 and 1400, online at WSJMSports.com, and on the WSJM Sports app. Updating you on the scores and closings and cancellations, courtesy of Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters, for 106.1 and 1400, WSJM Sports. The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Hey, Booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you're looking to order school and team apparel, promotional items, or other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. They're local. They know you and your fans, your team, your school better than anyone, and they're competitively priced as well. You can visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or check them out online, premierpromos.com. The road trip has us at Buchanan High School this morning, and time for us to turn our attention to boys basketball. Chris Young and Cam Lawrence, Bradley Van Overberg, and Kelsey Brown are joining us. You guys, thanks for getting up and coming on in. I asked the ladies, I'll ask you too. It's 7:30. Are you normally walking the halls at school at 7:30 in the morning?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Nah, I'm just getting out of bed.
No, I'm usually in the gym by this time.
Are you really?
Yeah, trying to get to school by now. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'll be in class chilling.
You ready for first hour?
Yeah, ready for first hour.
We watch movies first hour. So.
Oh, you watch movies for?
Yeah, we're normally just chilling.
All right.
Film studies.
I like that. I like that kind of a first hour. Hey, you guys are off to we mentioned with Coach Gabe, and now with you guys as well. Boys basketball off to a 4-1 start so far.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the start of the season.
Thank you.
What have been some of the keys, do you think, for the start of this season?
We have we're all just working as a team. We're not playing. We're all playing team ball and just working as a team pretty much.
Okay.
I think we're communicating well, playing good defense, and we're getting a lot of post touches. You know. Drawing defenders in, and we're getting a lot of good shots off of that too. So,
I mean, now I'm going to go out on a limb and predict, or at least and take a hunch here that you play in the post.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not having around the 3-point line.
No.
Do you have a good 3-point shot?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I shoot a lot in practice. Yeah.
Chris, what do you think have been some of the keys?
I think at practice we've all been working hard, and we have a good bond as teammates. So we're all friends. Okay. I think that helps a lot.
Us four seniors, we play together our whole lives. So we kind of have that chemistry and we bring it to the team. So we just, like, throw it on the table and it's all there for us.
Anything stand out to you, Kelsey, some of the keys?
I mean, just moving the ball and making our open shots pretty much.
Now, we mentioned with the girls, they have Brandywine tonight. You have them tomorrow night. Is that usually, like, every school has a big rivalry, you know, whether it be pro sports, college sports, high school sports. Is Brandywine the big one for you guys, or is there another one on the schedule that you circle?
I think it's Brandywine number one, and I think Bridgman's number two. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Maybe Barron Springs, too.
Yeah, but we're really excited for this one, for sure. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Brandywine about to be lit.
It's going to be. Now, the girls are home. You guys are at Brandywine, though, tomorrow,
yeah.
Right? That's
yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Who have been some of the other top players for you guys this season, aside from the four of you?
Logan Carson, our big 6'9 guard or center.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing him play last year.
Yeah. He's gotten a lot tougher. And
has he?
He's doing good this year.
Yeah, he's been playing good ball. Gavin Fazy, he's a scrapper for us, pulls down a bunch of rebounds, and also plays like crazy. So he helps us out a lot, for sure.
Is there one guy, you know, when you play other teams, there's probably one or two players that stand out in your mind that it just, when they're guarding you, they're just a pain, just because they're just so aggressive. Is there a guy on your team, on the Buchanan roster, that if you're in practice going on one-on-one, that's just one of those tenacious defenders that just drives you crazy? It's like, you know, dude, just get away from me. Who would that be on your team?
Definitely Gavin.
Yeah, definitely Gavin. Yeah. That dude,
really?
He'll drive you crazy. Levi Zummer's like too. He'll poke at you, grab your jersey and stuff like that. He's a pain to play with.
He ripped McCoy's jersey at practice too.
Really?
He's just yanking on him.
I mean, at one point in practice, he was trying to guard me in the post, and he's a smaller guard. And we literally just started wrestling in the middle of practice. Like, we just got so mad at each other. So, yeah.
So when the two of them go at it, who steps in to break it up?
Honestly, no one.
Nobody.
Yeah, coach just let it go. Coach just let it go until we were done.
Who beat who? Did you take him?
Yeah.
On the court for you guys, and again, in a good way, during the course of a game, Chris, who would you say is the biggest talker on your team? I mean, that's just kind of like in the ear of the other team.
Definitely Logan Carson.
Yeah?
Yeah, he makes sure everyone's involved, and he likes to be loud, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's always, like, leading our stretches and stuff during practice and during games, and he's just, like, the big talker, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's super vocal about everything. He'll let you know what he thinks and everything. He's vocal about it all. So
there's a lot of energy.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are off to the 4-1 start. Any goals you guys were setting coming into the season? Pretty high expectations. What were you hoping to accomplish as the season goes on?
I'd say to win a conference and district championship. Conference is a battle. We're 1-1 in the conference right now. We didn't play very well at Comstock, and so we dropped that one. But then we beat Parchment in double overtime. But we got to get this Brandywine game to be back in the run for it. So
yeah, definitely.
And your last time out was against Niles, and I know Niles has improved a lot over last year too. That was a big win for you guys.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice win too. Yeah. We wanted that win coming off like 21 days like not playing. It just felt good getting another dub. We came out the first half rough, but came out second half better.
So when you guys, during the holiday break, and you had that long layoff, because you guys didn't have a game during break, did you?
Mm-hmm.
So, Kelsey, for you, how hard it is to go that long of a stretch and not play?
Well, I mean, it's not too bad, because, I mean, I still get to run. I'm a runner.
Oh, yeah?
So I just like to run, so I just used it for time to run, I guess.
Does Coach bring you in quite a bit during break for practice? Did he give you much time off?
He gave us a little bit of time off, like about a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For the rest of you guys, like Cam and Bradley and Kelsey, is it tough not playing for that stretch?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's honestly really hard because we you know, we practiced for 21 days against each other or whatever, and I mean, by the end of last week, we all just wanted to, like, just fight each other because we were tired of just competing against each other. It honestly got pretty ugly at the end of the week last week. It's hard to do it for that long against each other. Because even in the preseason, we had, you know, it was like 3 weeks of practice, but we had three scrimmages in there against other people. So, you know, it wasn't nearly this bad, but so it was a long time off, though.
I hear coaches say that whether it be preseason leading up to the first game or during the holiday break, is after a while you can only practice against each other so much, and after a while you just get sick of looking at the other guy. You want to play somebody else, right?
Yeah, for sure.
If you guys before I get to this question, if you guys were to have like a 3-point shooting contest on the team, Chris, who's going to win?
Me. That's definitely me.
Chill out, bro. I think if I get high, I can win it. No, you saw what happened in Niles' game. Five threes? Come on.
You hit five threes?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I was just pulling up. Yeah, definitely.
Everybody else is no competition.
For sure.
Ooh, Chris, that's... I don't know
about that one, guys.
Chris, you be bricking those shots.
I think they're sleeping on the 6'2 center, too. I think I'm going to step out there and start hitting some threes.
You too strong.
No.
Yeah, you got to go out there. Now, all right, if you guys were to play a game of, like, horse, is it still going to be between the two of you?
I got my money on Chris.
Yeah, I'm creative. I don't think they can... match the shots I could take.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nah.
I can split those shots.
I'm taking a dub.
Other than basketball, let's see if you guys are going to have like a pizza or burger eating contest. Who's going to win?
Definitely Cam.
That's going to be Cam.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it out. All right, if you guys were to have a food eating contest, what's your go-to?
I do wings. I mean, I've done the Taco Bell 12 packs, like, I mean, all that stuff. That's no issue.
Last year.
yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter to me, you know. I'm going to beat anybody in it, so.
So you and your friends go to Taco Bell, you get the 12 pack, and everyone's assuming you're sharing, but.
No, so what happened is, like, we went there, and we were going to have, like, a taco eating competition, uh-huh. Like, I got done with the 12-pack, and nobody else got done with it. And I was ready to get more, but then nobody else finished, so I didn't have
towel,
to.
Huh?
Right.
Exactly. Chris, what's your go-to in a food-eating contest?
I'd have to say probably wings as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe hot wings because it's a little more of a challenge.
So but, you can deal a little with the spicy.
Not really, but it's a chance for me, so I feel like it's fun seeing everyone's mouth on fire. So.
See, well, now I'm getting a sense of you because you mentioned, like, in horse, you've got the creative shot that other guys can't take. Now you're playing with them food-wise. You're going to go spicy.
Going to go spicy with it. So.
You got to watch out for this guy. Bradley, for you, what's your food of choice in the food-eating contest?
Man, probably definitely either tacos or wings. Those are my go-to foods, so I feel like I take those down easy.
All right.
Chicken wing.
For you guys, now that you've got, five or six games under your belt, what do you think you need to improve on most, work on most, as you get ready for the middle part of the season?
I'd say communication on defense. We don't do that well talking to each other on defense, and I think – as season goes on, it'll get better. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we come down the court, like, we're just all, like, in a rush, and we'll just come down and try to match up, and we might not, like, pick up our defender. So we just got to talk more, and we'll get through that.
I agree about the communication part, but then sometimes on you know, offensive transition, we need to just slow it down sometimes. Yeah, there's, sure. Sometimes there just isn't stuff there, and so we just got to slow it down and, you know, and set it up and just get something good out of it because we've had some turnovers off of that stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
Kelsey's got a smile over there. What do you need to work on?
I mean, I agree with this saying. That's pretty much it. Like, sometimes we just rush it too much and make mistakes. Just need to slow down.
Outside of basketball, other sports that you guys play here at Buchanan. Kelsey, for you, any other sports?
I actually run cross country and track.
All right. Now, a lot of times when guys say they run cross-country and track, you would assume in track they run the mile and the 2 mile. Is that what you run in track, or are you shorter distance?
Yeah, and I run the 4x8.
Okay. So all right.
I like to stay busy.
All right. Bradley, for you?
Yeah, I play baseball. I'm a pitcher and big hitter and third baseman.
Awesome.
Yeah. I got a scholarship to Bethel for that, too. So.
For baseball?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Excited for that, too.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'll still strike you out.
Just keep running. You don't want to see that ball fly over the fence.
Cam, any other sports?
Yeah, I play football and baseball, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have a couple of football scholarship offers and decided in between a couple of schools right now, so.
I was going to jokingly guess cross country, but that would have been.
I can't hang with Kelsey about that.
Chris, any other sports?
I run track and field. So.
What do you run in the track?
The 400, the 200, and long jump. So I'm more of a sprinter.
Okay. If coach were to ask you to run, like, you know, a longer distance, like the 32, would you do it? Or?
I'd probably do it. I wouldn't enjoy it, though. So I'd probably do it.
Ever try the pole vault?
I used to actually sophomore and freshman year.
Yeah.
And I stopped doing it. It was a lot of dedication, so couldn't stay after practice that long. I had basketball and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so the Bucks are off to a really nice start. Just the one blemish on the schedule. In action tomorrow night at Brandywine. Big matchup in the BCS. Now, does the herd travel well? Like in this game, is the herd going to show up in force in Brandywine?
Yeah.
We're turning the gym up.
It's like blackout night, so I guess we have a bunch of people saying they're going to go. And
awesome.
Yeah, I definitely expect a good crowd from them. So.
Well, if you have not experienced a basketball game at Buchanan, you know, at home or road, when the herd is in force, that's a show.
Yeah,
isn't
for
it?
Sure. Yeah.
That is a show.
It's super fun to play.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
Yeah, it's really fun.
All right, you guys, thanks a lot for getting up and coming in. Congratulations in the season. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, the road trip is brought to you in part by Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe, now with an amazing full menu featuring breakfast items, coffee and espresso drinks, and fantastic sandwiches. The road trip from Buchanan on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Them all year. It's been a big year with Cabana's expanding into a full service cafe. Closing for just a month, December 20th until the end of January. Happy holidays from Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe. See you February 1st when they reopen. And watch out for Cabana's candy store opening next door in 2020.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
Blue and white before every home game. It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school
store who wears.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Michigan so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every... This school athletic association and the Michigan Administrators Association.
An interest... Arid plains, mobile head. It's most, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed online and over the phone more vigorously, because you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the road trip from Buchanan High School this morning, and we wrap things up talking cheer here at Buchanan. Members of the cheer team are Jaden Cowan and Marissa Jackson and Haley Grinstaff. Thanks for coming in, and I appreciate you guys joining us. And for the season so far, how many competitions off the top of your head have you been in so far?
We've only had one competition so far. We have one coming up next Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Quite a few
young ladies coming out for the team?
There's about 20 of us.
That's it. That's a good number.
Yeah.
Now, in the sport, how long have you been involved with cheer?
I've been cheering since I was like 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
This is my first year cheering.
First year. Now, what got you into it? What got you interested in wanting to do it?
I just kind of like saw it and I thought that would be like really cool, and like I kind of just wanted to be a part of the team because it's kind of like a big family.
Okay. Anything part of it that surprised you? Like, oh, I didn't expect this.
No, not really. Like, it was a lot harder than I expected it to be.
Okay.
But I mean, once you get used to it, you get used to it.
How long have you been?
I've been cheering since freshman year, so for 3 years.
Okay. And what got you interested in wanting to do it? Did you always have an interest in doing it?
I used to do it when I was little, so but then I stopped, and I just wanted to start doing it again. So.
When I talk with coaches or student-athletes that are in cheer, and when I've seen some competitions, I'm amazed with the athleticism. When you want to talk about somebody who needs to be a good athlete to participate in a particular sport, it's cheer. What are some of the things you do conditioning-wise, working-out-wise, getting ready for the cheer season? Anything that you really focus on?
Mostly, like, cardio, if we had to choose part cardio because of, like, the rounds of how, like, much it takes out of you. You have to have, like, a great stamina.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. Anything else that you focus on?
I think just cardio, because you really have to be able to keep going no matter what. Like, you can't just stop and give up.
So. Okay. And position-wise, where are you on the team?
I guess stunting.
Stunting, okay.
Well, I'm a flyer, so.
So, and anybody who doesn't watch cheer that often or at all, when you say a flyer, explain to them what some of the things you do.
Balls. We do a lot of stunts, but well, for as like a flyer, when you're stunting, you have three people as you have two bases,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones that like hold your feet, and then you have your back spot, which is basically like a spotter. So they hold your ankles and make sure that you don't fall.
Okay.
And then your flyer is just doing that smile.
And I don't know, based on the position, I got to imagine you spend an awful lot of time in the air.
Yes. Yeah.
Position for you guys?
I'm a back spot.
Okay.
I don't stunt, but in other rounds, like, I do jumps and motions and tumbling.
Right. Okay. And again, when you talk about the different routines and that, and each segment of a competition, explain to people too, when you go round by round, if somebody's never been to a meet before.
So round one is more of like motions and technique, and round two is like skills like tumbling and jumps, and then round three is all stunting. There's some jumps in there too, but mostly just you're scored on stunting in that and execution of out of your stunting. So,
and competition-wise, do you have the same routine you do competition time in and time out? Do you alter it much, or is it the same thing and you just try to improve on it each time you keep going by?
It's the same routine, but sometimes we change it to like make it better, but it's the same. And then we just, like, improve on it
okay.
as we go.
Is there a position in cheer that you can't see yourself doing? You said you're a flyer. Is there another position that's like, oh, man, I'm glad I'm not doing that?
I'm not that good at tumbling, so.
No, really? Okay. Is there another position you can't see yourself doing?
I can't see myself being a back spot at all because, like, I'm pretty short, so, like, compared to everyone else, I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Okay.
I couldn't see myself being a base.
No?
No.
Other sports outside of cheer or other activities, clubs or anything that you have going on?
I'm going to be playing soccer this spring. So.
Now, have you played soccer for a while? Or are you?
I played last year, so that was like my first time playing in high school. I mean, I played like optimist and stuff, but I haven't played since then.
Okay.
I run track.
All right. What do you run in track?
I do 100 hurdles and 300 hurdles, and then sometimes I do long jump if they decide to put me in.
All right.
I don't play anything else.
No other sports?
No.
Is there one you'd like to give a try to?
I used to play softball, but I don't play that anymore. I don't know. I wanted to play basketball, but...
Just wasn't there, huh?
No.
Is there a sport you would not give a try to?
Track.
Well, that was quick.
I already know. I don't want to play track.
That's a big no on track, right?
Mm-hmm.
A sport you cannot see yourself trying.
I don't see myself playing softball or baseball. I don't know.
No?
No.
Yeah, I don't see myself playing softball either.
No?
No.
Do you watch much cheer? Because every once in a while on weekends or, during the evening, whether it be ESPN or one of the ESPN networks or on Big Ten Network, you may see cheer competition. Do you watch much of that on TV?
I don't watch it on TV, but, I follow a lot of, cheer accounts. So, I watch their, improvement on their skills and stuff, or I, watch videos of them on, YouTube and stuff.
All right.
That's the same with me. I just watch them on YouTube and on Instagram.
Yeah, I do the same.
Same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Next competition for you guys. What's next on the schedule?
Next Wednesday at Lawrence, we are going to be going there after school to have our second meet.
Okay. You pretty excited about it since you've only had one?
Yeah. I think we'll do really good, honestly, because our first competition, everyone was really nervous.
Okay.
And, the first competition, some girls have never cheered before, so they don't know what it's been, what it is. So I feel like we'll do a lot better now because they know what it is and they know what to do. So
right.
I think we'll do good.
All right. So the next competition is Wednesday, so a week from yesterday at Lawrence.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for coming in, and congratulations on what you've accomplished so far. Good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up from Buchanan High School. It's The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Oh, not even a small amount arrived, right?
Sure did.
You didn't get a deer this year.
That's okay.
Zick Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of, in stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus hundreds of other wild game products. Visit ZicksMeats.com or visit the showroom.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay.
By now you've likely heard of Town Crier Wire. Have you downloaded it? What are you waiting for? It's really easy to do. Simply grab your phone or pick up your tablet, then go to either the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. Type in Town Crier Wire and press install. It's that easy. And again, the app is free.
No paper to buy, no tree must die. All the local stories while you live life on the fly.
Town Crier Wire?
Town Crier Wire.
Town Crier Wire.
That is going to do it for the Road Trip on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Helen's Health Fund in downtown St. Joe. For the stress of managing school, work, sports, grab your B vitamins and B complex. Make sure you're getting enough good night's sleep. And again, think of herbal teas and local honey at Helen's Health Fund. Thanks to Lonnie Hoover, the athletic director here at Buchanan, for setting things up. We'll talk to you again next Thursday on WSJM.